Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever it is you're listening to me from around the globe. This is your host on the program Challenges Today. My name is Dr. Rebel, the Emotional Doctor. And today we'll be having a wonderful discussion. And this one is going to be more lengthy compared to our other episodes. And I would like to enjoin you to listen diligently. And you could text me, you could reply to the podcast, and you could tell me how you feel concerning the topic of discuss today. Today we're talking about dealing with difficult times. We're in one right now. At least when you look at the world news, you see there's a struggle between Israel and Iran and Hamas and Palestine. And in Europe, you see people just killing other people for no good just reason. Terrorist attacks, you see poverty, economic downturn, betrayals. People are no longer trustworthy, you know. You see people now believe betrayal is normal, right? You no longer have trustworthy friends. The person you call my friend could be somebody who's just with you because of what you can offer. And then when you no longer have it, they are gone. And it's so rampant these days that it doesn't get you surprised anymore, right? So how do we deal with difficult times? Or is it losing your friends, loved ones? Or you plan to live with your mom forever, and then the doctor tells you and says, she's got just 6 weeks to live. So get your bed together. You know, others, we say it, by God's grace, I'm a medical doctor in training. And I've seen it happen many a times, right? Even recently, I saw a baby die, although the child was relatively poorly managed. But poorly managed or not, the child is dead, right? And it made me so sad. So how do we deal with difficult times? Number one way to deal with difficult times is to accept that it happened. Listen, denial is the first reason why you will remain very injured. Accept it happened. Yes, just accept it. That is the first way to deal with difficult times. Accept that friend betrayed you. Accept it, and there's nothing you can do about it. Accept that guy you felt would get married to you didn't. Accept that those people walked out of your life. Accept it. Just accept it. Accept that you lost that loved one. Accept that you got fired at your place of work. Accept it. Accept that you've made plans and they all fell apart. Accept the fact that you saved up and to pay up your mortgage and then only to have a challenge that required you to spend all your savings, or you were robbed, or they were stolen, or you were swindled. Accept it. Do you like it? No. Is it good? Never. Is it terrible? Yes. Or would you deny it existed? No. Accept it. The first thing to do is not denial. Oh no, I can't believe it. I can't believe this person did this to me. Believe it. They did it. Right? That is the first way to deal with difficult times. Number one is acceptance. Accept these times happen, right? They happen. We cannot control them. Once in a while, life is going to play such a messy game on us, and all we have to do is just accept it, right? We cannot actually do anything about it. The first is acceptance. Denial will only keep you in perpetual pain, and you will not be able to move on. Number one, accept it. Number two, know that, as a wise man once said, tough times would not last, but tough people would. You can see a difficult time or a difficult occurrence happening to two people, the same occurrence, and it produces two different results. It all depends on mindset. There was a study done in the United States of America. They took a study of a drunk. A man who would drink to stupor, beat up the wife, beat the hell out of the kids, And he had two sons, right? Two sons that hated him. The man died, and these two boys grew up. One of them became a popular businessman and politician in the United States, right? The other became a drunk. And they did this study. The psychologists, philosophers, the researchers, human behavioral scientists, they made this research, and then they went to the one that became a drunk, and he asked him, and said, your father was a drunk. We know how you grew up. This is your upbringing. But why did you still turn out to be a drunk? And the man gave an excuse and said, I turned out to be a drunk because my father was a drunk. How would you imagine growing up in a family where your father is a drunk? That's the only role model you have. So you just have to copy his attitude. You have to copy his lifestyle. He was a drunk, so I didn't have an option. I had to be a drunk too. And they went to the brother at his place of work as a multi-million dollar businessman and a politician. And they asked him and said, how did you become successful? Seeing the kind of family you came from, you know what the same man said? And the rich man said, I became successful because my father was a drunk. Do you hear that? Because my father was a drunk, I became successful. And he told them, and said, I saw my father drink his way to penury, drink his way to uselessness, drink his way to depression, drink his way to all forms of depravity, and we had to suffer for it. So I made up my mind that I was never going to get close to an alcoholic bottle. Until date, he does not take wine. Same difficult circumstance, different outcomes. Is the mindset. Tough times do not last. Tough people do. What is your response to that difficult situation? Are you going to sit down and keep crying and keep wailing and keep moaning and keep having self-pity, driving yourself to depression? Or are you going to stand up and look that difficulty in the face and say, you might have happened to me, but that is first half. Wait for second half where I get to happen to you. Right? There are great people around the world that have turned around their difficulties. Educationally, Jack Ma, you all know Jack Ma, one of the richest men in the world, the top 10. He wrote into Harvard 10 times and was rejected 10 times. Believe me, one failure is bad. 10? Who fails 10 times? But today he has honorary degrees from Harvard because he succeeded. He looked at his circumstance and said, wow, if they would not receive me because they feel I'm not good enough, I will show them how good enough I am by taking life by the scruff of the neck. He didn't go back to Hong Kong or China, wherever he came from, and then sat down and was thinking, wow, they did this to me. I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to find somewhere safe and lay my head and let this all pass and become a pushover on the side of the road. No. When life hits you, you pick yourself back up and you hit it back. You do not stay down. That is educationally. A woman I love and respect, Joyce Meyer, she was raped all through her childhood. Raped by her biological father, raped by two of her stepfathers, raped by the father's friends, raped like everybody needed to get a piece. And it was so sad, so disgusting. But that woman stood up. What did she do? She made it her life purpose to create foundations around the world, reach out to youths around the world that will be suffering from molestation and help them to break free. So when life gives you a challenge, look at it as an opportunity. That is number three. Look at challenges as an opportunity. When life throws a challenge at you, look at it as an opportunity. What am I supposed to do with this challenge I'm facing? What am I supposed to do? Myself speaking to you, I had trouble. Before I got into the medical school, I tried it out for 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. A journey that began in 2012. I didn't get an admission till 2021. Yes, it was that bad. 10 years of struggle. 10 years of pain, 10 years of repeated failure. But I had a dream, I had a passion. Every other person around me told me I wouldn't do it. Sorry, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. I saw smart people around me get into school, do medicine, get out, become good doctors with their lives. And I wanted to be one. I've always wanted to be one. Always. But it didn't work out. It seems the whole universe was against me. But that is it. Today, do you know what I do? I'm teaching you about my life. So that when you listen to my life story, you are inspired to look at your own challenge and attack it. When I get admission into the medical school, guess what I did? I began to take tutorial sessions. I began to teach. I began to help people on the verge of failing. What does that tell you? I used my challenge as an opportunity. Oh boy, am I making it. When I see the faces of the persons I've impacted educationally, when they come back to appreciate me, whether verbal appreciations or financial appreciations or whatever, and I get very popular, it makes me happy. And that is just the beginning. That is just the beginning. I have dreams of doing great things educationally. So when life throws a difficult time at you, you do not sit back. There were men when the Wall Street crashed in, I believe it's 2009, a lot of people committed suicide. 9/11, when the attack on the trade fair in the US happened, a lot of people got depressed. Some went into mental breakdown. Others took it as an opportunity to build up a security system that is unhackable. Others took it as an opportunity to become vigilant. Others took it as an opportunity to join the force and make a change. Brothers, difficult times, number four thing you need to know to come out of difficult times is that it happens to everybody. Nobody is spared. Nobody is spared. Yes, it happens in different forms, but nobody is spared. Nobody gets to get out of this world alive. I'll say that again. The world and life in itself is so risky that nobody gets out alive. You should know that. Nobody gets out alive. We came in, we are living dead. Whether you like it or not, whether you've accepted it or not, we are all leaving this place dead. We're not living with our clothes on, we're not living with our shoes on, we are just living dead. So why not make the life count? You're gonna die anyways, so why not keep trying? Why give up? Oh, you asked somebody else, she refused you. Why not ask somebody else? Or if you're too hell-bent on that person, why not keep asking? You've only got one life to live. You've only got one shot at life. One of the podcast series you could screw up is you only have one life to live. You should listen to that episode. It's wonderful. It would inspire you. It's powerful, right? So it's just one life. Why not make it count? The excuses you are giving, other persons have that same challenge and they are not giving your excuses. Those excuses are only going to keep you small. You do not want to be small. So difficult times are there. Challenges are there. But what do you do about them? How do you respond to them? That is what's most important. Last on the list, how do you handle difficult times? Pray. I cannot overemphasize this. Pray. Even the scripture says, if anyone is sick among you, let him call for the elders. If he's merry, let him dance. Let him sing psalms. If you're in trouble, pray. Be careful for nothing, says the book of Philippians. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, make your request known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding will guard and guide your heart. Prayers is most important. You talk to the one who created you. You believe there is a God. I believe there is a God. And I believe his name is Jesus. And you talk to him and you say, Lord, what is going on in my life? I do not understand. Please help me. Teach me. Help me. I do not understand what is going on. Everything, it seems like the whole world is turning upside down. Please help me. And I do not know anybody who has ever asked for the help of God and has not gotten it. So my friends, my listeners, tough times exist. They would happen. It's an inevitability. Even the Bible said the good man, the righteous man will fall 7 times, but he would rise. So no matter how nice you are, and somebody asked me, I said, why do bad things happen to good people? I said, no, bad things do not happen to good people. Good people happen to bad things. But it's life, it's the way life is. But that's not the reason why you're going to be, oh, wow. So bad things happen to good people, right? I'd rather be bad. No, you wouldn't want to live like that. That is living below your standard as a human. Find the reason. Search deep, look at a challenge, and find a reason to pick yourself back up and keep pushing at life. This is all for our episode today. I hope you were inspired. I hope it made meaning to you. You would do the world so much good if you would share this podcast with your friends. There could be someone going through tough times. this podcast will be the inspiration they need. So why not be the avenue through which they get it? My name is Dr. Rebel, and I am the Emotional Doctor. Keep listening to this podcast. Wonderful, 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 wonderful episodes will be coming up. I took a break because I had a lot to attend to. I'm back now fully. Have a wonderful day. Once again, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. And I love you all.